Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, children aged under 16 will be banned from using electric scooters in public spaces from next Monday under regulations signed into law by Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan. For reaction to this now, Public Engagement Manager with the Irish Wheelchair Association, John Fulham, is with me, as is Fianna Fáil TD Paul McAuliffe. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, John Fulham, first of all, as I say, of the Irish Wheelchair Association. What's your reaction to the announcement, under 16s banned from e-scooters?
Well, look, when we were looking at the law being brought in originally, Irish Wheelchair Association had pushed for an age limit of 18 years because we were looking for that extra 2 years of maturity. Because the reality is that it's about driver behaviour is going to be a key concern for us. We didn't get that, but we did achieve some other things, such as the e-scooters not being on footpaths, etc. So, look, the e-scooters are already here. We've seen their behaviours and we've seen the drivers' behaviours and the impacts that we can have. So our concern now is how they can be effectively implemented. We know they're here. We recognise the contribution they can make. But for people with disabilities, older people, parents with children, it is a concern, particularly if the enforcement of the regulation doesn't take place and the e-scooter starts appearing in those shared spaces.
Do you have a question mark around that, John, around enforcement?
Of course I do. Whenever you bring in any law, we see it already that the e-scooters are on pavements and they're driven at speed in excess of what the speed limits are. So, yes, do have concern, absolutely. And any law that you bring in that you don't enforce is not an effective law. So that's going to be a key concern for us.
It's funny you say that, John. Stay with me. Paul McAuliffe, you're very welcome to the programme as well. It's funny John brings that up straight off the bat, isn't it? Because in June 2022, at an Oireachtas Committee on Transport, Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan, Paul, said that laws to restrict the sale of e-scooters to people over the age of 18 would be unenforceable and bad law. And hey presto, here we are, and it's law.
Yeah, well, look, I think the Programme for Government gave two commitments. That was to regulate the use of scrambler bikes and of e-scooters. And in both cases, the government has taken action on it. I think this is a really positive one because we've categorised e-scooters, e-bikes and e-mopeds into the different categories, and we've given more regulation to those that pose more danger, and we've protected the people who are more vulnerable in that chain, if that makes sense. So e-mopeds, for example, that go above 25 kilometres an hour, they're not allowed to use cycle lanes, they do require motor tax, and they do require registration. E-bikes, something that I think a lot of people have switched over, it kind of irons the hill out of your bike ride. They are allowed to use bicycle lanes, obviously, and they're capped at 25 kilometres an hour. And then the e-scooter is capped at 20 kilometres an hour. And as you say, there's an age limit of
how is this going to be policed, though? I mean, are Gardaí going to stop kids on e-scooters now to make sure they're over 16?
Well, look, like any crime, like anything that is not legal, it requires enforcement. Just because it's difficult to enforce doesn't mean it shouldn't be done.
And so, will it happen?
It has to happen, Cormac, because e-scooters are a scourge on public pavements. They are a danger to pedestrians, to vulnerable pedestrians like people in wheelchairs. And I will be saying to members of the public, if you see somebody that's 9, 10, 11, 12 years of age using an e-scooter, report it. If you see e-scooters that are going more than 20 kilometres an hour, report
it. Prosecuted though, when people using phones in cars isn't prosecuted in every instance, and the Minister Jack Chambers has said that enforcement in recent years has collapsed. I think that's the word he used.
Generally. Yeah, look, and enforcement is a matter for the Gardaí. The Gardaí will. This is a law being passed by the Oireachtas. There's a very strong demand by the public to have these laws in place to tackle these scooters, and the Gardaí have a responsibility to enforce them. You know, as I say, lots of crimes are difficult to enforce, but it doesn't mean that the Gardaí stop doing it, and I've no doubt the Gardaí will enforce these regulations.
Really?
But
it's also, you've no doubt. Maybe this is bad law, as Minister Eamon Ryan said in June 2022, and maybe bringing in bad law, Paul McAuliffe, damages the overall integrity of roads policing.
Well, so are you suggesting, Cormac, that a 12-year-old should be allowed to drive 40 kilometres an hour down a footpath? No.
That's why we're making
a law to prevent it.
No. My question is John's question. If it's to be introduced as law, make sure it's policed properly. Otherwise, surely it's a mockery.
Well, I don't believe it's a mockery. I think it is important to regulate these e-scooters. They are a menace on our footpaths and they do threaten pedestrians. So we've a responsibility in the Oireachtas to pass laws to prevent that, and we're doing that. And we've a responsibility in the Oireachtas to pass budgets to allow the Gardaí to implement them.
It's a matter for the Gardaí to enforce them. Flagrantly disregarded as phone use in cars is.
Well, look, as I say, there's two elements to that. There's enforcement for the Gardaí, and you know, I'm sure you're not suggesting that the Gardaí shouldn't enforce the laws that the Oireachtas passes. That's
no.
The first thing. And the second thing is that this is a societal issue. I don't want to see parents buying children under the age of 16 e-scooters. I don't want to see people tampering with their e-scooters so that they can go above the 20 kilometre an hour limit. Mm. And I don't want to see e-scooters on footpaths. And I think in all of those scenarios, we all have a responsibility to ensure that the laws that the Parliament...
You don't want to see phone use in cars either, but that's not prosecuted very often.
No, but it should be. And that's the point. We've a job to pass laws in this House to make society safer, and it's the Gardaí's job to enforce them.
Okay. Are you reassured by what you're hearing, John?
Well, look, the reassurance for me will come the proof in the pudding when we see that implementation of the law. And I suppose for us now at this stage, when we're looking, e-scooters are here. And yes, I recognise what Deputy McAuliffe said, that the regulation is necessary. Yes, it is. But we have also things that we've got to look, like the Garda Commissioner has said that their engagement will be around engage and educate. For me, that's not enough. The implementation, the enforcement has to be there. But also with the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, are bringing out a safety campaign, which will focus on age, speed and specifications. It's not focusing on the behaviour. And I think this is critical for everybody. And I do agree it's a societal issue. We've got to learn how to behave. As soon as the law's passed, we're going to see e-scooter schemes up and running in a not-too-distant future. And there's going to be an increased representation of them on the road. So the 220 crashes that were reported last year will get bigger.
Yeah, there could be an explosion of them on the roads in terms of numbers.
There will.
Because I suppose, Cormac, there might be some hope.
Let me put this to you, Paul. Sorry, and let me get the question out first. Because from May the 20th, e-scooter rental or shared schemes will be legally permitted. And they'll fall under the regulations in this new law as well. So, in a way, there could be a lot more e-scooters on our roads, Paul.
Absolutely. And I think there's several issues with the e-scooter schemes. And street litter is a big factor of where they're parked and how they pose a danger, for example, to wheelchair users, to people with a disability. And I think the City Council is going to have to be really careful, and local authorities around the country are going to have to be really careful how they regulate those schemes. That will be for councillors to do, but I would say they should do so. I've seen cities where e-scooters are left lying around the pavement. That's not going to be good enough.
Are they supposed to be on cycle tracks?
They can only be used in cycle tracks. They can't be used in paths.
The problem there, Paul, is, and I cycle in Dublin, sometimes abruptly a cycle track ends, or it's too bumpy, or it's sharing a narrow road with a car or a lorry. And it's not really fair to expect a cyclist or indeed an e-scooter user to go and fight for the road with a lorry. So maybe the safest place for them, in fairness, is the footpath.
Well, I think, look, there's a chain of vulnerability that goes from your heavy goods vehicle right down to your pedestrian. And I think there's a responsibility at every level for those who have more protection to protect the people below them. So if you're a car or if you're a vehicle on the road, you are safer than somebody who's on a bike or an e-scooter. And equally, if you're on an e-scooter or a bike, you are safer than the pedestrian that is travelling not at the same speed. So I think there's a bit of an awareness thing that needs to be had here. But look, in terms of enforcement, if there's one element of hope, the e-scooter the scrambler bike legislation, which was brought in. A lot of people feared that wouldn't be implemented. New sweeping powers for guards to tackle the issue of illegal use of scrambler bikes. Nearly 60 scramblers have been seized since December, and that there has been positive movement on that. So I hope that the Gardaí will adopt this, and only by enforcement will we see people transfer over. Because, by the way, e-scooters are not an evil; they are necessary if we can get people off cars.
Your hope is based on. Brian says by text, how can you regulate speed when there's no ID number on e-scooters or e-bikes? Also, no insurance if you're injured or killed.
Yeah, look, and they will all be matters for enforcement. As I say, the responsibility...
How will that be a matter for enforcement?
Well, because guards, the law says that you cannot travel more than 25 kilometres an hour, or that there can't be consistent power from your...
But if a guard is on foot at a checkpoint and he wants to stop an e-scooter, but they don't stop, what happens?
Gardaí monitor speeds of cars travelling at 140 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, there's but they have reg numbers.
Yeah, but there is technology that can do that. And
so what do you do with an e-scooter? That's what Brian's
question. Well, as I said, that is the job of the Gardaí to enforce it.
Like, but you're the policymaker. What are they supposed to do?
We are, and we've made the policy, and I think it's very clear, and it'll be now for the Gardaí. Now, if the Gardaí say to us...
No, it's not in that scenario. If the e-scooter whizzes by and there's no ID, what is a guard supposed to do?
Well, no, the guard, and it's very, that is a very tricky situation, but we made a balance, we made a call wouldn't...
What happens here, though?
In that scenario, the person will continue on. But what will happen, what I think will happen is Gardaí will stop and check bikes, and it's very clear that they have to carry a plate on them which outlines the power outage of the e-scooter.
Okay.
If that's not there, that's how you catch the person, because it is a breach of the regulations.
Okay, 51551. Paul McAuliffe of Fianna Fáil and John Fulham of the Irish Wheelchair Association, thank you.